This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The presidential race this week can be summed up in a few words: outsourcing, wealth, taxes, and, as usual, jobs. Which brings us to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, President Obama made another push this week for extending the Bush tax cuts just for people who make less than $250,000 a year. We've heard this time and time again. Frank, how is this argument playing with the American public?
Well, as we say in the polling biz, that is poll tested. Our latest asking of the question, do you want taxes to go up on those making $250,000 or more, shows a majority said yes, 59% said yes. I'm not sure that in and of itself is going to be a major factor, because Americans' priority for reducing the gap between the rich and the poor is very low. That's not what they're mainly interested in. I think the question is, if taxes are increased on those making more money, does that help the overall economy and the overall job situation?
Now, there's another big line of attack coming this week from the Obama campaign that Mitt Romney has put his money in accounts in Switzerland or the Cayman Islands. What kind of an effect is that sort of highlighting, shall we say, of his wealth having?
What we asked was simply his wealth per se. We told or reminded voters in our recent poll that Romney is worth $200 million or more. And we said, is the fact that he's this rich make you more likely or less likely to want to vote for him? And 75% of Americans said no difference. But there's 20%, one out of five, who say it makes a difference. And a lot of those are Democrats who are not going to vote for Romney anyhow. But there are some independents in there who do tell us that Romney's wealth makes them less likely to want to vote for him.
And one thing we haven't heard much about this week, before I let you go, is the jobs report last week, the disappointing jobs report from the Labor Department. Is that having any effect on people's views of President Obama's handling of the economy?
We can't see much change at all. You know, we track daily Obama's job approval. We track daily, would you vote for Obama or Romney, the famous trial heat. We track economic confidence on a daily basis, and we've really seen no change since that report came out. So at least in the short term, it doesn't seem to be moving the needle one way or the other on Americans' perceptions of the president.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks, as always.
My pleasure.